It's time for Wisdom on Replay with Nostra Thomas and Coach Jim. Wisdom on Replay is brought to you by Levy Steel, the Candywood Wine Cellar, and Cafe 422. Here's your host, Nostra Thomas and Coach Jim.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Wisdom on Replay, Nostra Thomas and Coach Jim. And that's the first time I just said that's Coach Jim.
I think since the first show.
We got the King Carl, the Big K in here also.
So since everybody's listened to everybody else probably for four of the last 5 weeks, Tommy and I are going to have an air it out day. This is what, that's what we're called. Tommy's got a – we have a new segment, and it's going to be awesome. But we're always going to – we have a multitude of guests. But obviously, there's sometimes, you know, it's our show. We should just do our show. And I felt bad. We missed Carl's question in a week. So we wanted to make sure we got that in. Because, and I know it gave him 2 weeks to prepare. He's probably going to knock us off our chairs with some question. So,
well, kind of like in the Mad Dog format that's on ESPN, I wrote down some lists here of things that have been biting at me lately. And I thought we'd go over them and strategically find solutions to them.
There you go. It's for the common man to answer the question, what's wrong with these people? I like that, Tom. I'm up that alley, especially with everything going on now. And I know I'm almost going to bet. I'm not going to say it out loud, but I'm going to call Vegas on my phone while you're bringing out the first question. All to right. Bet what the first question or what the first problem is. Fire away.
All right, but I want to thank some new sponsors, Masters Bar and Grill, Sherry Gordon Boutique, gave us both a haircut the other day.
Unbelievable.
Did you see the amount of hair on the floor after I got out of there?
Yeah, I thought some guy was like running from the jail. He needed a new identity. There was so much hair on the floor.
Enough hair down there to cover a couple. And then I made a couple bald references on Facebook, and people were giving me a
that time. Didn't go out. Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, she does that too. She'll give. She's been around a long time. She does a wonderful job.
She does.
Go check right that place out. Right downtown High on High Street. Yep.
But I want to talk. I want to talk because of the Michigan situation.
I won my money. Won my money.
You got to think of this. Okay. Here's a guy. Sharon, okay, now some facts are coming out that he was upset that the girl went down and told on him, and then he was going to kill himself over her. And all. Now, here's the thing. He's got a family. He's got young daughters. He's also the head guy at a very prestigious blue blood football college as an African-American. He's got to be a leader here of young men. And he's just blown it. Completely, utterly just... I mean, I feel bad for his family.
I'm all the way around. The girl... Now, I don't know who it is, but there's someone in the pro sports world that she's related to, whether it's a father or a grandfather or something, you know, that has something to do with
pro sports. Well, they were going to just drop it, but she must have got mad about something and took her act to the school, and then they couldn't do anything about it.
And I know in the previous, when we were coming in, Mr. Baccio had a segment at some point about this and saying, you know, all this stuff. And Carl was on. And the thing that intrigues me is, look, if anybody thinks this stuff didn't go on before, and I'm not saying, I'm not endorsing any of it. You've got to be in that world psychologically, one, disciplined. Two, you know, you were an assistant at like Ball State or whatever, and all of a sudden you get on the staff, then you get thrown. Thrown into the biggest of, you know, next to pro sports.
It was a gift.
Ohio State or Michigan, you know. But the concept of, you know, the spoils of what they do, it's all across. The difference now is, and I think Carl maybe nod his head because I know he mentioned a little bit. This stuff got kept quiet 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. It was part of the deal. Now, everybody's looking. Today's society wants to see people raise up, and when they get there, they make more money bringing them back down.
Yeah, this isn't anything new.
They've been chasing LeBron James for running around. Never. There's been rumors, never been proven.
But the problem, but here, I see it as, what's that showing the young men that you're supposed to be leading? But then I start looking at all of it. Think about it now. You got the players chasing money. There's no more loyalty as a player, as a team in a conference. I mean, my God, you got conferences that are ridiculous. Members of the conference. You got USC traveling to the Midwest every time they have a game. There's no more rivalries. These bowl games are going to be a joke because they've made them a joke. And the players will skip around from one year to the next. Now you've got coaches like, what's his name from
Lane
Ole
Kiffin.
Miss? Lane, he just bumped, oh, I'll just go over there. And no, and if this Alabama guy quits, he'll probably jump from LSU to over there.
I don't know if you guys saw the, they did a, if the guy from Alabama goes to Michigan, Kiffin pulled the trigger too early on LSU because he wants Saban. He wants to be Saban.
He wants
to be Nick Saban. And if the Alabama job were to come open.
And it might.
And that's such a dog. And that's what they said. This chart was like all these guys going every which way. And the basic premise was Kiffin fired off too fast on LSU, not knowing that this was coming because DeBoer will go to Michigan. And now maybe Kiffin jumps on LSU now. That'd be crazy. But there's been talk of that within the underground sports world that if Alabama comes up, he may throw his hat in the ring, and he may never coach a game at LSU
That's
for all
right.
that money.
It's happened before.
And end up at Alabama.
I just think this whole thing is just – it's just really sad what it's become to because, you know, in the old days, the idea of you're getting a good education – you know, you're getting that, and you're putting yourself on the field. Now, I mean, they're money. These people are rolling in money now. I mean, average, above-average players, not ever going to see a pro field.
Yep.
Or making money. They don't even have to go to the pros.
Did any of you see...
Stay in college for 10 years.
Calipari. Was it Calipari or... No. John Calipari the other night. He was saying about NIL. He said they had a game. The guy was 26, 27 years old. Waving to both his kids in the stands. And he took his NIL money, and he was paying alimony to his ex-wife.
Yeah, I mean.
And he's playing college basketball.
Yeah.
He's playing college basketball.
You're good enough.
And he had to pay it. He took the NIL money and was paying the alimony he owed to his ex-wife, and his two kids were up in the stands. He's waving to
her. That's crazy.
But no, dude, it's fat. Look at it. It's nuts. And I'm like, that's what we've created now.
Yeah, this is what happens when they brought NIL to college sports.
Without a real direction, though. They brought it in without really any kind of, they just threw it out there, and now it's going haywire, and they really don't have any rules. They haven't really set it up properly, because now it's just a big run from one team to the other. Oh, I'm not getting my own way. No, don't work for the position. Go to another school. That's the message.
Mm-hmm. I think what everybody has to take a long, hard look at is the drive of social media today isn't about truth. It is about what's real and what's not. It is about how many hits you can generate. How many people will tap in. And everybody's mastered this. I have two names for it, the WWF theory and the Real Housewives theory. You have millions of people that tune in to watch Real Housewives because all they do is scream at each other. And it's absolutely some of the, and people are mesmerized by it.
I don't know how.
Tommy, I'm with you. I don't know how. I won't sit in the room
with it. Sister Wives,
Amy watches
weird
it. Look, Amy puts that on. I go, sir, I'm going downstairs. I'm going in the bedroom to go play with Declan or do whatever. I will not allow myself.
Because they know the camera's on. Come on. Is anybody supposed to believe that
it's
they're just
real,
catching them in the middle of their regular everyday life? It's not. And you know what? Social media is, I hate that word too. Facebook is everybody trying to one-up somebody else. Here's my new car.
Our society is
based on... Our
family's
perfect.
Look at me.
We're on another vacation.
Our society
is... Then people start going, what's wrong with me that I'm not having a life like that? And it's not reality. If you start digging through it, you know, everybody wants to make it look like they're in this tremendous spot and everything. You know, my wife of 20 years is the best thing ever. How do you know she is? I mean... I would just leave that stuff out before, because I've had guys I played softball with putting stuff on there. My girl's the greatest girl in the world, and then 2 weeks later, she's
booting them out. That's how you usually know they're going down.
Just leave it alone until you get on there for a while.
But that is it. I got you. But the other thing, I call it the WWF theory. Vince McMahon and the people before him came up with a genius idea, and it is now the whole, I think the whole theory behind social media, sports marketing, everything, is you got a good guy, you got a bad guy. And think about it. When you go back and look at the old wrestling, like when they started all this stuff, they're doing exactly what social media is doing now. Some guy talking to them, and they're yelling and screaming and or apologizing or whatever. And if you and what's somebody figured out in the sports world now, it's social media. Is, man, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it was on TV first and made its way to social media,
right?
Basically,
but they started it. You could talk till you're blue
on a daily, hourly basis,
right?
Or you get the girls that put their picture on every 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then you get the list of compliments. Oh, you shouldn't have said that. Oh, you really think you didn't put that on there to get a bunch of, wow, you look great? I mean, how many of those do you need a day? I mean, I got
some people
on mine that every 10 minutes, it's a shot of them with their hand on their hip. Even with their kids, they're taking the shots.
But, but here's the thing, and we're going to laugh. All three of us are going to laugh, but it's true. The three of us right here right now are a product of it. I mean,
I definitely put something on Facebook
because
for a
reason. But no, I mean the show, all of it, because we were looking for a way to grow the information that we wanted to spread about local community sports, local legends, all of it.
Right.
Okay. Now every Real Housewife has a podcast. We're doing the same thing. Now, we're trying to be maybe a little different positivity about it, but right now we're talking about a negative. But when you think about it, and you think, I mean, we're sitting here. Are we hypocrites? I don't know that we're hypocrites because we're not bad-mouthing everybody and everything under the sun. But we're
a
victim.
That's a good question.
We're a victim. We are a product of that environment because that's how it's communicated now.
Unfortunately, you know, that's where we are, because everybody has a phone glued to their face. So
right.
Instantaneously
and going back,
get information out
and
there.
Tommy, I know I'd talk to you about this. There was years ago, I was down in Florida. I was working for MG. And I was on a big-time sports show down there. They asked me because they supposedly thought I had some idea about the game and everything like that.
A little bit.
And we sat at a table. It was a round table. And I might have mentioned it on the show before. And there were some very important people in the sports world. There was a GM of a Major League Baseball team. There was a marketing president of a football team. And the main thing they got on was baseball and steroids. And they asked me, they said, why is it baseball? It's because you can play without it. Take the steroids. It was a roundtable about steroids. And I said to them, I go, here's the thing. I said, you back with the steroid scandal in baseball, that's where all this fun started, was good guy, bad guy. Pull holes. Every time the guy that ran the investigation was the CEO of Disney, who owned SportsCenter. And if you go back and look, if anybody wants to look, back when this whole thing hit with Barry Bonds and all this and that, every time they put Bonds on that screen, it was the black Giants uniforms. And as soon as he was done, they'd go on about Albert Pujols, blah, 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 blah. And they would be the Midwest Cardinals in all white uniforms and him working with, you know, underprivileged kids or kids that were challenged or whatever. Never heard a bad word about them. Okay. Now here's a kicker for all of you, which is kind of a fact now with Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols was 4 years older than he claimed to be when they signed him. Okay. And he's not getting beat up about that. And Bonds is still cut. And I'm not saying steroids good or bad, but that's what it became. And the guy knew he was a politician. He knew good versus evil. And if you look back at all of that back then, there was the guys who were on the good side of it.
Well, they were loving it, though.
And then there was the guys on the bad side of it.
Major League Baseball was loving that. Oh. Everybody was hitting 50 home runs.
They were going broke. They were going broke till steroids came back in the game.
Well, now you've got this Hall of Fame thing.
Is that number two?
Jeff Kent.
Is that number two?
No, actually.
I think that was a dig at Bonds. You asked me, they were digging up. The Bonds and him hated each other.
But Jeff Kent gets in the Hall of Fame. I mean, and people like.
He's a great player.
Manny Ramirez is not in the Hall of Fame. The greatest right-hand hitter ever, okay? And we're going to keep Curt Schilling and Roger Clemens. That stuff was legal, and they were okay with it.
Manny
and now got these liberal guys that are voting on this stuff, all sensitive. That Schilling said something mean to me, and that's all part of it, too. So there should never be a group of people lording over that.
How, you know, the exchange behind a closed door, the clubhouse. Did they give me... Did they let me interview him, or did they? Bonds universally across the board hated. I mean, he just didn't do it at any point in his career. The thing about where baseball went at, the people that baseball went after, and I'll say this to him, Blue, nobody could figure it out, was the guys that circumvented the game. Clemens coming in for $15 million for 2 months. Bonds said it in Griffey's living room. If you read the book, he said it. I'm tired of watching McGuire and Sammy Sosa. They can't hold my jock. And when they had that home run race to change the economic landscape of baseball, he got ticked. He was with Griffey. Let's both do it. Griffey goes, I'm not doing it. And he goes, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to show them all. And he did. Canseco said it. Everybody talks about Jose Canseco. Jose Canseco, when he put out the book Juice, when he got run out of baseball, and he said, I got run out of baseball. These guys that go outside the lines of what the game expects all get nailed. All of them. They get run out. Clemens, tested. Manny, you know, showing up, no spring training, whichever, signing midseason. Now, he got caught after the fact, though, at the end. He got caught, but there was no proof of him.
Man, that's
Sheffield, all these guys. And Kent, I think there was a dig there to go back to, like, I think there's a Hall of Fame of really, really, really above average.
Yeah.
And Kent was a great player, but the numbers for him as a second baseman are sky high. But I think part of that was to send out to the world, Bonds ain't getting in.
Unless
Pete Rose isn't.
I didn't like him, but he should be.
Pete Rose isn't getting in. The old timers are going to stand by the stance, you know, what the old time rules were.
It's just not right.
Now, 10, 15 years from now, who knows? But I mean, Harold Baines was a DH. He was a great hitter. Now, if you're going to go on Hall of Fame DHs, you go Edgar
McGriff.
Martinez.
Really?
Yeah, well, McGriff played first.
Edgar Martinez would have been,
Yeah, Edgar Martinez deserved it. McGriff maybe deserved it. Now you're scraping the barrel in some of these years that you can't go and not put anybody in. So then they go, okay, who's the super above average guy that's available this year? You're going to tell me Dale Murphy, Mattingly. No, Mattingly, you know, his career was too short. Okay, but look at the career it was.
Yeah.
I mean, for 4 or 5 years, he was inhuman.
That's just not
Murphy wins 2 MVPs and doesn't get in, and he carried the Braves. He carried a network. If you think about
that,
he carried the network because the Braves were on every night. And people still watch the Braves because of Dale Murphy.
And it's like the Rock Hall of Fame. It's turned into nothing but not Rock Hall of Fame.
Rappers, country guys,
with two hits.
It should just say Music Hall of Fame. It shouldn't say Rock.
Well, that was irritating watching that.
If that went from the first one.
Yeah.
If we're getting down to 2 and 3. These are going to get good because Tommy, once he gets into his list, is big time.
Well, I'm on my list here, and what in the world? So here, at the end of the season, the Dodgers, who just win the World Series, they're able to go get the best closer.
Edwin Diaz. Edwin Diaz deal.
What kind of chance? There has to be some kind of way around
balance system.
Well, there has to, like NFL, you have a cap system, you have the franchise tag. You cannot just let these couple of teams just sit and war over players and let the rest of the league fend for themselves,
right?
I mean, they're just
the funny thing is the Yankees are getting it dished back to them because they did that for 10, 20, 30 years,
yeah,
and now the Dodgers are doing it,
and the Mets are trying to do it, but they're not good at it.
They don't have the infrastructure.
They don't have any plan. They just throw good players in the lineup, 10 DHs, and throw them out there like we.
How do you have all that money
is?
And you don't have a second baseman? That's the thing with
that's
the Mets.
What I mean.
Like, how do you spend all that money and you do not have a second baseman in the system? I mean, you got Acuña's little brother, but I mean he's 19, 20 years old and he's playing in the big leagues because they don't have a second baseman. But why have a draft? Why have an organization even develop players? Let's just have a fantasy football league draft every year and have a team.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's exactly right.
That's what you got now. It's like fantasy football,
and the
major league teams. That's what they should do. They should do it like it's Little League every year and just draft, change teams and pay them scale or whatever. You know, there's a great suggestion if the owners want to get rid of the minor leagues and not spend money.
That really is.
Let's just have a fantasy.
And I think they do want to get rid of the minor leagues.
Yeah.
I really do.
It's not a competent cost to them, I can tell you that.
It doesn't make a lot of sense anymore.
You got to get well for injuries, for rehab, I get it.
Yeah. You
know, things like that.
I realize that, but what I'm saying is I don't think there's a real need for single A.
No, and it's gone. I mean, there's still teams that carry it. But, I mean, look at the Indians. There's still teams that have it. But look at the Indians.
Yeah.
The Indians, you're going high A, which is kind of double A, triple A, big leagues.
Yeah.
Like, Bazzano went from a month or two. Skeens went. But you go back to Sabathia. I remember Sabathia coming through Mahoning Valley. What, was he there a month?
Yeah, he was
gone.
About a month, yeah.
Lindor was there.
Oh, he wasn't.
The guys
there
that they knew
either.
They were going, they're not there. But they get to say they were there. And it depends on the guy's development, what they need to do. The kid that played center field, it was a first rounder from the University of San Francisco, and I can never remember. He was in the big leagues for a while at them. When he came to the scrappers, he could hit, he couldn't defend. When he got to the big leagues, he ran like a deer, he could defend, he couldn't hit. But that was to get him reps against.
Who
they
was
say
that?
It takes.
Brad.
Oh, I can't think. He had a brother that pitched for the Royals too. There were two of them in the league. But yeah, he's a first rounder. I never remember his name. I remember watching him. I remember everything. Remember scouting him a little bit. But next, Tommy, what we got? What we got?
Well,
I
want a question, a round table question.
Oh, here it comes.
Where is all this money is from this gambling going to? Now think about it. You've got, and if all the leagues are promoting it, ESPN's promoting, everybody's
it's
promoting.
It's going to all our friends we grew up with. That's where it's going.
Where is all that money going to these DraftKings? Who's getting a piece of that? Where's all the money going?
We're
going
to have to research that because that's one thing. Because it's gambling,
that's
never
like
dance
bothering
with
me. I don't know why. I'm just sitting there thinking, well, if there's this much money rolling through there, Vegas is still doing fine. How about putting some of that money into the community or something? Or, you know, I mean, come on.
What's the thing in Lordstown that they told them, what, data center? That's what Vegas is going to become. Because nobody, you know, I mean, the
people still
want to
go and roll dice, though.
Well, they want to go.
The sports books.
They want to go act up where nobody can see them.
But you know, it's the lady sitting at the machine cranking those pens. That's Vegas. For the most part, and then
what we
guys,
know, but I'm telling you, it's going to change.
Well,
it's going to be a
the
big
sports game. Books are not. I mean, I went there every year for 15 years. It's just
on business now.
Spattering.
Tell the people
it
on,
was
business.
On business.
It was not a pleasurable.
But
thing.
It was oh yes, it was though. Now I can say it. It was all the concerts, all the people out on the road went to one big convention. So I got to sit there and listen to. I mean, I'm sitting in front of all these chubby checker. I mean, I'm just front row seat, just digging it all up. And most of the people sitting there weren't even interested. I just enjoyed it so much that I couldn't wait to get there.
Carl, because you're part of the entertainment. I mean, the information part of this,
mm-hmm.
And entertainment too. What we do, what they do on here is with sports is entertainment. Because I know this is going to lead into your question of the week. Because I had a black cloud over my head because we didn't get a chance to ask Carl the question.
Oh, no, it's okay.
But then
you had some really good guests last week.
But what's your
that
thought
was
entertaining,
on that? Man. I listened to it a couple times.
Oh, gosh. I had people because it was a lot of people knew Dell, Digger Gray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Pete, they're legends.
Good stuff.
Man. And they're just wonderful people. And they've been very supportive of what I did for years. But
well, you got something ready for us?
I want him to ask. Give me a thought.
Are you giving him a question?
No, I want him to. I want him to give me a thought about what he thinks kidding. About the DraftKings stuff, because like that's a possible spawn. You know, you get big enough, they call you. Hey, we're gonna throw. Because I know it on the national line. You hear Eisen and them.
Yeah,
they all got that. They all got DraftKings.
Yeah, usually, a sponsor like that. They do what's called national advertising.
Right.
So what they'll do buy like ESPN Radio, for example, and then. All of their commercials run, of course, during ESPN radio time because we're contracted to run certain amount of commercials per hour with ESPN. So they'll sell that
exactly.
as part of their their spot load, and they kind of
bypass.
That was
a trip, and it might be filler. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, they kind of bypass the local stations when they do that.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to change that for you, brother. We're going
to I'm going to tell you right
we're
now.
We're going to find some gangsters.
Actually 10-2-1 on Super Picks. People, last week, if you tune in, you can always check this out. I had the Bills -4.5. They won miraculously. And the Raiders plus 7.5. And I wanted to say something about that game.
Say that. Tell the story, because we just had this conversation.
Denver then we got to go to Carl's question by 7.5. And they kicked a field goal at the end of the game.
And Tommy starts talking to me. He goes,
and I didn't realize.
Listen to what Tommy said to me, people. This was amazing. So this is Tommy and I, and it's, you know, there's like, you know, a little bit of wiring going on there. And Tommy's going, I don't understand. The line was like 7. I don't know what the line was. Just, he goes,
7.
Why would they kick that field goal at the end of the game and cover? And I turn. I look at Carl. I turn to look at Tommy. I go, what city are they in, Tom?
I didn't even think about it.
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Got to cover.
Kicking a field goal for no reason at the end of the game.
Got to cover so my wife can go to the spa for a year free. Come on now.
I was going to guess that somebody was listening to your picks last week. Send the field goal out. That guy from Youngstown can't win.
Come on. And I've done this. I won bowl game I lost. Tommy Tuberville. They blew the game. I sent him a letter. I sent him a registered letter on how he done, and he actually, I got through.
Didn't he respond?
Anthony goes, oh my God, I got through. I made a fake name, Tommy Tuberville, there, and I got on, and I start rambling on about what I thought of how he coached the game. He started laughing. Oh, so there you go. I could.
Right, Carl, here. Hit us.
Go ahead, Carl.
All right, Carl. This is Carl's star moment, so everybody listen up.
All right, so I got a true or false question for you. Okay, so if a coach, player, or manager gets ejected from the game, they're allowed to change into street clothes and go sit somewhere in the baseball stadium away from their bullpen.
Yes.
What do you think, Tom?
Okay,
so Jim is right. It's one of the most...
Now, what league are you talking about?
Major League Baseball?
Oh, yeah, I was talking about like...
No.
Yeah, local remember Bobby stuff. Valentine with the disguise? And he came back in the dugout?
Yeah, go ahead.
You ever see that, Carl?
Yeah, it's Rule 4.07. When a manager, coach, or player are ejected, they are expressively permitted to take a seat in the stands as long as they change into street clothes and are well removed from the vicinity of his team's bench or bullpen.
Do you remember that?
Steven Strasburg in the COVID year.
How about that? Mm-hmm.
And there was nobody in the stands. Okay, so the players that were on IR that couldn't be in the dugout to count as 25 would go up in the stands, and there was a terrible call against the Nationals. And there's like maybe 1,000 people at the game, if that. He screams from behind home plate where he was up in the loge, screams, and they throw him out. And the only reason, that's the rule, I know that rule, they had to get him out of the stadium because he was allowed to be in the stadium, get thrown out.
Oh, wow.
And could come back in. They literally threw him out, and he got like 5 days out of the facility.
Ooh.
So he could, the only place he could be was to go and do his training in the clubhouse. Yeah. And he had an MLB security guy.
Wow.
Making sure that he didn't stay there. So,
wow.
But yeah, no, that's a great question. Great question.
I did not know that. Okay, this week, tomorrow, Super Picks. Remember, 10-2-1. Take the Giants -2.5 versus Washington, and take Denver at home +2 against Green Bay. Had a field day with Denver. Let's ride them this time. Anything going on?
Anybody that listens to this, and we're going to be putting it online, we have some unbelievable, our sponsorship program, we've got somebody put together this program and called me 6, 7, 8 year lifetime memberships for young kids. And it's amazing. My jaw hit the floor. I was like, never thought of it, never did it. Equipment for Christmas. If you need some last minute, need gloves, bats,
yep,
anything, come and see us. We got about what? 10, 12 days?
Yep. That's
somewhere
it.
In there. Well, 14 days?
13
2
days.
Weeks.
Yep. Yeah.
2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks.
Less than 2
Just
weeks.
Just like that. Boom. It's on top.
Come and see us. You come in, you're in, you're out. We're going to have a holiday open house, and here pretty quick we'll be putting that up. But just call us 330-766-6790. Reach out to Tommy. We're doing some automations with the Facebook pages and the Instagram because we're going to have a lot more things going on there.
Yes.
And so stay and we're tuned. Moving.
Stay Thanks, tuned. Thanks, Carl.
I'm going to go. Tommy, you got all your sponsors? We got anybody else we got
to
throw?
No, I got everybody's good.
DJ I'll throw Romaine. Mine with huge thank yous out to everybody. Gata Trucking, Levy Steel, DNR Audio, my good buddy Damon LaRiviere, Digger and Pete, obviously, for showing up. The Terzola Law Firm in Akron, Zuzlo and Zuzlo over here in Niles, Sherry Gordon, we mentioned, Montrose Auto Group, Howe Performance, our man. We wouldn't have what we have if it wasn't for Jesse DiGiacomo in his wonderful facility. All the people that support us and stop us when we're wherever, and hey, this is great what you're doing.
Lots of those.
Come and see us. We always say money's not an object. Get a hold of us. Come up to the den
up in Corner. We'll figure it
out. We'll figure it out for you.
Thanks, Carl, of course, the main reason.
Yes, Carl's the
for
other.
For the season.
Carl's the other. Carl's the what did they call it? The hidden partner?
The glue.
Got his hand up. Well, we say the guy that has his hands up our back. But thank you very much.
He's the puppeteer.
Thanks for listening to everybody. It was a great time today. Got on some good subjects. Fire away at us if you can.
List of people that want to be on the show, so we'll be coming at you with some
good guests. We're trying to mix it up. We're going to have guests and then occasionally just Tom and I running off at the mouth like we do.
Like we did today.
Outstanding. Hey, thanks, everybody. Have a great holiday.
See you next week.